Hey guys, this is Mitch and Jack coming in for one final little message. Wouldn't call this an episode, but we decided we wanted to end the podcast, and we're going to go into those reasons. But first and foremost, we have to give our condolences to Satoru Iwata, who has now passed, and he was, if anyone didn't know, the president of the company Nintendo. And Jack, how did you feel when you first learned about his passing?
I was very upset because it is pretty much an era of Nintendo finished, ultimately. And I know that Iwata did a lot for the company and a lot of the games, and he's still got some games coming out. Like, his ideas are still going to be out there in his video games. But no, it was very sad. I didn't process it right away because I was at work and it was a very, very busy day. And then finally sat down after work and it sort of hit me a bit. And so I celebrated his memory by playing a few video games that I enjoyed, so...
Well, this kind of felt like Corey Monteith all over again, to tell you the truth.
I'm not going to say, like, I'm not, like, comparing deaths by any means, but what Corey's death hit me way harder than it was.
Well, it hit me harder, I agree, but just in the fashion that it happened.
1,000 times harder.
Because he was still fairly young, and it did come out of the blue. Like, I remember... I guess we can be more candid. I would have conversations with you and Simon, and I would say... he doesn't look healthy. Like, I just don't see what's going wrong. They're not saying anything, but it's pretty suspicious that he's not showing up to two E3s, and it didn't make sense. It felt like he wasn't just too busy. You could kind of tell something was going on. So it's a shame. It's a big deal for the gaming industry to have a president of one of the three main companies pass. Okay, and then as for where the company's going to go from there, it seems like Miyamoto is going to be taking over the reins for a bit. I'm not sure if he's, like, permanently been, like, inducted as president of Nintendo. It makes sense, because he's always kind of been on the outlines, you know, in the meantime. We've always noticed that. He didn't have, like, an official role. He's just been, like, creator of, you know, Star Fox or whatever. So now that he's come into a very prominent role, it'll just be him and Reggie, it seems. Reggie for Nintendo of America, specifically. Kind of headlining the company. So... let's get into the reasons that we decided to end Radio 64 very prematurely. First and foremost, it had a big impact on us when, and all due respects to things going on with Nintendo now, but with the way Nintendo started treating their fans or their customers and the policies they were forming, it unfortunately led to a lack of interest on both Jack and I's part that we didn't want to have, but we only wanted to podcast about this if we were earnestly as big fans of it as we were when we started. And unfortunately, our interest had waned. Jack, do you want to explain how you started feeling after a while? Or
I think the turning point for me was, honestly, E3 of this year. And I know that's, like, the cheap excuse for a lot of fans, but for me, it was, like... I know I spoke about this a bit on the episode that we did after covering it all, but, like, on that day, that was in the middle of my exam week, so it was a very intense time personally for me in studying and a lot of stress and everything, and I finished an exam that day that was quite difficult, and I stayed up all late night so I could report on it for the show, and then we got what we got with the games, and I was kind of like, you know what, like, this is so much effort for stuff that Nintendo still isn't listening to their fans. And I know I've mentioned, I'm not going to reiterate what I've said many times on the show already, but it was just like, for the next year and a half, what games are they going to be for me to play? You know, Mario Maker, potentially, yeah, that really piques, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like, they're not holding me over for the next year and a half. I'm not being rewarded for buying the Wii U console, which ultimately is what you should be rewarded for buying a console by games that they're releasing that, you know, that you'll play, and they haven't released any good games that I want to play. So what that already there is where interest is already being lost. And I'm not saying that I have lost interest in any of the previous games I've released. Like, I'm still in love with every single other game that I have been before. That hasn't changed. It's just what's going to keep me going until the NX, literally nothing except Mario Maker and probably Zelda Wii U, and Zelda Wii U if it comes out.
Right. Well, I mean, there's also been some, like, life factors that have led into this. Without getting too personal with myself, I'm at a time of change right now, and it would work best if I wasn't quite doing Radio 64. Yeah, it didn't fit as well as it did originally with my plan of life and where I needed to go. And I mean, before we just get into like what was happening with you two, Jack, on the same aspects, we gave a valiant effort, and I think that it's okay to admit that we didn't exactly get like a large listenership. I don't really care to look at the numbers anymore because it doesn't matter because we're done. And it was fun for whoever did listen. I appreciate people who ever wrote in. That was very nice of you, and I appreciate you coming in and giving us a hoot and a holler when you didn't like something we said or whatever it was. And it was nice. I mean, this brought me into a period where I could really appreciate a lot of Nintendo classics that I never had before. And yeah, that was an important deal for me. And I feel very satiated. I don't feel that I'm missing out on too much more in the world of Nintendo, because I feel that we've covered a lot in our 20-some-odd episodes, like in our history segments. You know, we go through origin of production of like F-Zero, and I'd learn more about that. Or we'd play through Earthbound. Like, that was all pretty monumental for my entertainment mogulness. So, Jack, if you want to talk about more, too, like what came up in your life to bring us to this too as well.
Well, yeah, just going off what you said then, like, I just want to say, yeah, like, there is definitely no regret in doing the podcast at all. Like, I am so happy that there was a specific reason and a incentive for me to go and play Earthbound, a game I've wanted to play for ages, which has heavily become, or highly and quickly become, my favorite, like, one of my favorite games. Like, I just love that story. And, little side note, I've got it actually sparked me to drive a while and get a NES Amiibo, which is extremely rare, and ooh, I got one when they restocked only two in the shop. Side note as well, I also managed to score a Wii Fit Trainer and Rosalina, so...
Oh, your bays are complete. Life.
I know. I only need KK Slider, and then I'm done with the Amiibos. I'm done. 100%. I've gotten everything I ever wanted to get. I'm done. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Which now I've...
I feel such closure, Jack. This is so special. This feels like such finale things to talk about. Like, Jack got the Amiibos he needed.
Yeah. But, like, Metroid Prime and Earthbound and all that, like, I'm so glad I got a chance to play those games. But anyway, with... Like, currently with, like, what's come up in my life is, as I've mentioned before a few times, I'm currently studying at university. I'm studying psychology, and I'm in my second year. And just to have a quick rundown, just to sort of explanation, I have to get a certain percentage of a score in my an average percentage of a score in my second and third years to be eligible to do honors in my fourth year, which will lead me, and I have to get honors in my fourth year, actually, and, you know, masters and all that. So my fourth year is very important, which is all derived from what I do in my second and third year, and being my second year. Currently, university needs to be like the main focus of my life, which sort of and Radio 64, as fun as it was, definitely took up a large chunk of time, which, you know, and which with lack of interest and everything else gone with Nintendo, it sort of didn't warrant all that time being made. It sucks, as hard it is to say, like, to put it into perspective, we would usually record on a weekend, which would be for me, usually a Sunday morning. If I'm editing the podcast that week, it pretty much takes up the whole day, which is a whole day I could be using to study, which in the long run actually makes a pretty big difference. So it's just sort of, not that like I liked Radio 64 any less or anything, it's just sort of two priorities. The highest needs to be what will help me eventually in the future more. So it's just purely what will help me progress in like my career ultimately, I suppose. As cheesy as that sounds and as dramatic as that may sound, that's all really what it is.
And I think that's all fair and fine, that we're able to admit and be, you know, adult about it all, and just to say, like, we had other responsibilities crop up in our lives that didn't allow us to focus the hours and hours and hours it takes to produce an episode of Radio 64. I mean, if we had a stronger listenership, we probably would have been more inclined to keep it going, at least for that, maybe like a slower rate, like a 2-week period. But it didn't catch on, and that's fine. It's not something sad. It's just a fact. And I don't regret any time that I took and spent on Radio 64. And Jack, I just want to close this up kind of cleanly and just have people know where they can find us, you know, if they got attached to our personalities and whatever else. Twitter handles, maybe other projects that we may be on. So my Twitter handle is @MitchClow, And currently, I am on Rewatchable, which is a Hypeable podcast. If you're not familiar, Hypeable is the entertainment website where Radio 64 stemmed off of to create itself. I'm doing Legend of Korra on that as a super fan while the newbies watch it for the first time, and we speculate and have fun. And you can catch me on there for Korra. And Jack, where can people find you right now?
Yeah, on Twitter as well, I'm at Jackfarr, JAKKFARRR. And I'm occasionally on Rewatchable as well. I just guest every now and then whenever they need a person. But yeah, I'll probably just be taking a side break from those sort of projects from the time being until I sort of, you know, just to focus on university. But there's a chance I may be on Rewatchable again in the future, just if they, you know, if they want me back. But yeah.
Well, friends, it's been a good time talking to you. I appreciate you listening in and caring for us and making us feel wanted and that our work was worth it. And we did it a lot for ourselves. It was kind of cathartic, I know, for me, because I got to feel out my Nintendo feels and I could become really passionate about something again. And that was really good. So doesn't have to be a sad goodbye. This can just be a thank you. So thank you. I appreciate you, listeners, and I appreciate you, Jack, for the teamwork we put in together with this, and money and blood and sweat and tears, all the above. We did a lot for this podcast. We really did. It was not for lack of effort. It really was not.
Definitely not.
No, definitely. I don't know the last time I put so much effort into a project, honestly. So, well, yeah, it's not a failure. It is what it is. It's a fun thing that we had, and we can always look back at this and laugh and have a good time and listen to it back. Or, you know, I mean, we have a fairly good production quality, right? So it's a fun thing to like check back into. I don't think it'd become too dated. So, all right. Well, if anyone wants to get a hold of us still, you could reach us on our Twitter handles most effectively. We still have all of our social media. If you're curious, just Google it at this point, because I don't have it on hand, and I don't know how much more active we're going to be in the email or the Twitter or Tumblr. Final note, Saman did a really, really, really good job with holding down the fort on our Tumblr.
Fantastic.
She did two posts a day for 5 days a week for the past couple, 4 or 5 months. It's been a real lot of work. She's done a really, really good job. The Tumblr's not going to shut down completely. It won't go away forever. I think I might just go in and post stuff for fun, just for
peeking. I think I will as well. Reblog some stuff. See what's going
on. Yeah, I mean, it's more free and loose now, because I used to not want reblogs, but I'm just like, okay, like, whatever it is, we don't want to waste that beautiful Game Boy design. Our legacy will always be around. The episodes will always be available via our Tumblr, which will always be there. If you go into the little episodes tab, I think it's the left D-pad on the Game Boy, and you can always find every single episode via archive.org. That'll never go away. So if iTunes doesn't keep us up for whatever reason, I'm sure you can just download it onto your iPad and listen all the same. Okay, well, Jack, do you have any final words before we sign off one final time?
Yeah, I just want to say a big thank you to Simone as well. Like, she's absolutely incredible with everything with the Tumblr, and especially you, Mitch, as well. You guys going back and forth in our little group we've got in the news. Like, you guys are great doing that. I couldn't help out as much because of other responsibilities and busyness and all that drama. But yeah, thank you especially to Simone. Yeah, you're absolutely fantastic, and we really appreciate the effort you put into the Tumblr.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to give you all a farewell, and we'll probably see you in some odd, strange place you never expected to see us in the future. So, just stay tuned, and you never know.
Farewell! That was like a Captain Toad farewell.
That was a very sad Captain Toad one. Yeah, like, you know, when he's riding off on the dragon's back. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.